10,000 malicious repositories, GitHub's star system becomes a weapon. A researcher publishing under the handle Theorchid disclosed a coordinated campaign in which more than 10,000 GitHub repositories are actively distributing Trojan malware, a finding that drew a score of 816 and more than 213 comments on Hacker News, placing it among the platform's top-tier posts. The repositories are not obviously suspicious. Some are forks of legitimate open-source libraries with targeted malicious modifications buried in the codebase. Others appear to be entirely fabricated projects equipped with plausible commit histories, README files, and star counts designed to mimic authentic activity. The exploitation of GitHub's star count as a trust signal is one of the campaign's most troubling features. Developers routinely use star counts as a proxy for legitimacy when evaluating a potential dependency, and manufacturing that signal, whether through automated means or by attracting real developers who didn't scrutinize the code, undermines one of the primary heuristics the community relies on. Comments from security professionals in the thread noted that tools such as SigStore, which provides cryptographic signing for open source releases, exist to address precisely this vulnerability, but adoption remains limited. The malware payloads described vary. Some are credential harvesters targeting developer environment secrets, API keys, and SSH credentials. Others appear designed for persistence, seeking to establish a foothold beyond the initial development machine. The obfuscation is reportedly sufficient to pass casual code review. Security practitioners in the thread emphasize that most organizations do not run automated static analysis across full transitive dependency trees, a gap this campaign is positioned to exploit. The pace of repository creation by the attackers reportedly outstrips GitHub's takedown rate, illustrating what one analysis called an arms race problem inherent to platform-scale trust. The practical risk for organizations extends well beyond individual developers. Credential theft from a development environment has served as the initial access vector in several high-profile corporate breaches, meaning a single developer cloning one of these repositories on a machine with access to internal systems could expand the blast radius significantly. Developers were advised to examine account creation dates and commit history patterns before cloning unfamiliar repositories. And organizations were urged to review whether software composition analysis is running in their continuous integration pipelines.